Hey, good morning, everybody. So for today's Semen Halacha, I had a Shaila last week from a Chassan who told me that his great-uncle very much wanted to do Birchas Kohanim at the Chuppah. Neither the Chassan nor the Kala are Kohanim, neither the Chassan nor the Kala are Svardim, neither the Chassan nor the Kala are Chabad. And yet, the great-uncle wanted to do Birchas Kohanim at the Chuppah. So the question is, this minhag has many different forms. In some cases, even a Yisrael would go up to say the bracha. In other cases, a bunch of Kohanim go up to say the bracha. Sometimes a group of rabbis that would go up to say the bracha, and they all recite Birchas Kohanim. So sometimes people will even lift their hands to recite Birchas Kohanim under the Chuppah. So is there any different? Is this any different than the practice that many people have to bless their children every Friday night? You know, where you would say, that's obviously okay. Or is this some sort of problem to have all these people reciting Birchas Kohanim out of context, you know, under a chuppah? Apparently in the 1950s or so in America, it was very common that at every life cycle event, at every bar mitzvah or something, they'd have a priestly benediction and they would call up people to recite the bracha to do a Birchas Kohanim. So the practice among Sephardim and Chabad is to do it at a chuppah. The Nisun Kilchasa sort of shows his hand a little bit in terms of what he thinks about this minhag, even though he quotes different makaros. He writes, "Ubimakomos mesiyamim hinhigu bizmana achron minhag muzar." He says that in recent times they started a minhag muzar. So if you're trying to be unbiased, you know, in terms of not pass judgment, so to start off by calling it a minhag muzar, that sort of shows his hand that he really does not like this practice. And that they he cites this minhag, and then he quotes a few Maror Makomos against and in defense of this minhag. So what are the objections? So the most vociferous objection that I'm aware of was made in the journal Hapardes, Chaveres Dalit Simin Chaf, by someone named Rav Yehuda Altuski, who is a Rav in the Bronx. This goes back many, many decades. And he tainted that this was a conservative practice. So this was something that conservative rabbis did. And he says, but now he sees that Rabbanim Charedim get up to bless a Kala who is a daughter of a Rav Charedi, and he had to convince them at a wedding not to hold their hands up and not to make a whole scene of it. And they got angry at him. Why are you stopping us from doing the benediction that there's nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong with giving a bracha? So he said, I see that even Talmidei Chacham are unaware of the significant problems in doing this, so I need to publish an essay on this, and therefore he published a 4-page piece in the journal Apartheid on the topic. And essentially, his criticisms are 3 points. 3 points of what he thinks are Isurim. Number one, he says, Bal Tosif. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that Be'ez Hashem will see this summer, Minayin lekohen sholo leduchan shelo yomar hol v'nasin li Torah reshus levariches Yisrael osu bracha achas mishali. How do I know that when a kohen goes up to do Birchas Kohanim that he shouldn't say, well, you know, once I'm allowed to give brachos, I'm a kohen, so I'm authorized to give brachos, so I could just add in whatever brachos I want. Kigon Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem. You know, you'll add, he'll add whatever nice cheerful brachos he wants. So Tamalomar, lo sosif aladavar. That's why there's this in the Torah called Baltosif. You're not allowed to do that. You can't just throw in whatever extra brachos you want to add. The Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Yud Beis, says that Eina Kohanim Rashon b'kol makom lahosif, which seems to suggest that he even broadens the issur, that even the saying the same brachos, but more time, saying it a second time, suggests Rav Altuski from this Rambam, that the Rambam must understand that that too is a violation of Bal Tosif. Now again, the Gemara said that it's Bal Tosif, you add in new brachos that are not part of those three psukim of Birchas Kohanim. The Rambam seems to just broaden it and say, Kohanim are not b'chol makom, they're not allowed to be mosif. Sounds like they're not even allowed to say the same bracha multiple times. That is against Shitas HaTosos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where Tosos says that doing the same mitzvah over and over again is not Bal Tosif. And that's why you could blow Mea Kolos, 100 different Kolos in Rosh Hashanah, even though you Yotze way before you hit 100 Kolos, because doing it over and over again is not a violation of Bal Tosif. And Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Tosos, that a Kohen Shinos HaKapa V'achka Cholach Lebeis HaKnes Tzacher U'matzit Tzibur Shlo Gil Birchas Kohanim Yachol Lisa's Kapa Pam Acheres, that a Kohen already did Birchas Kohanim and then he goes to another Tzibur and he sees that the Tzibur needs a Kohen, so he's allowed to say Birchas Kohanim again. Now even though the Gemara says that it's Matzit Tzibur Acher, you could be Mavarich them the Rambam doesn't quote that din. So says Rav Altoski, the Rambam doesn't quote that din because he holds that saying it a second time is a chashash of Baal Tosif. And even according to the Tosus and the Shulchan Aruch, says Rav Altoski, if it's the same tzibur that don't require a bracha, then the Chassam Sofer and Aruch Chaim Tshuva Chav Bey says that even the Baal Tosus would agree not to bless them again. The only reason you're supposed to do it a second time is because there's another tzibur that requires a blessing. But if there's a tzibur that doesn't require a Birchas Kohanim, so you're not allowed to just go and do another Birchas Kohanim. And it seems, he says, that Birchas Kohanim is limited to certain times and contexts. Based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Yurches, where the Gemara explains exactly why Birchas Kohanim is placed in between Hoda'ah and Sim Shalom, so it seems like it was incorporated into part of Tefillah, and that's the only place where it belongs. And based on Tainis Daf Chavav, about which Tefillos get Nesias Kapayim, that you do Nesias Kapayim by Shachris, do you do it by Mincha? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Do you don't do by, what about by Ni'ilah? So the Gemara discusses when we do Birchas Kohanim, it sounds like, and you're not supposed to do it at other times, that it's only supposed to be done in that context. So that is Taina number one, that it's a violation of Baal Tosif. His second Taina is that the Rambam in Nesias Kapayim Perek Yadal at Alacha Aleph says that the reason we don't do Nesias Kapayim at Mincha is because of Chashash Shichrus, that by the time people have already eaten lunch, they probably drink some wine, so by that time, they're already shikur. That's why many shuls have a practice that they do Birchas Kohanim and Simchas Torah not at Musaf, but at Shachris, because Musaf is after the Kiddush already, and there's a concern that people already drink wine, and when there's a Chashash Shichrus, you're not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. So he says, you're at a wedding? At a wedding, of course, there's a Chashash Shichrus, and it's also late in the day. It's Mincha time, and sometimes it's Marav time. The Chuppah is at night already. So, of course, there's a Chashash Shichrus, so that's another problem with such a Birchas Kohanim. And then his third problem is, he thinks it's Chukas HaGayim, that this started, the idea of a benediction started with non-Jews and worked its way toward the Reform rabbis, and now he says the Rabbanim Charedim picked up on it as well, and he says that is wrong. The Yisr B'chukusayim Lo Salechu applies to holy things as well. The Sifri in Parshas Re'eh says, Lo Sasim Ken L'Hashem Elokeichem V'chisala Al-Daitach She'isol Notzim L'mizbuchoseim. Do you think that the Jewish people are going to destroy their own the Mizbeach that we use to serve Hashem? No, you just shouldn't do things that they do, even if you're doing it innocently in service of the Ribbono Shel. We shouldn't mimic the ways of the non-Jews in the way that they serve, in the way that they do Avodah Zarah. We shouldn't mimic that in service of the Ribbono Shel. So what's the defense for the practice? So in the article by Rabbi Altulski himself, he suggests a potential defense, but rejects it. He says, maybe these Yisurim of Baal Tosif and the Yisur being drunk and all that, maybe that only applies to the actual Birchas Kohanim. But when it's out of context, people can give whatever bracha they want. Meaning, stam, one person wants to give another person a bracha. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a violation of Baal Tosif. In fact, the Bir Alach in Sim Kuf Chav Ches says that people could bless each other when they take leave of each other. You're saying goodbye to a friend. Yivrecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you. You should be successful. You should be mazal. Whatever bracha you want to give. Because it's not in the context of Birchas Kohanim. So says Rabbi Altulski, this does not satisfy him because he's only speaking about a czar not lifting the Bir Alach. So I'm at a czar who's not lifting his hands. But if a czar were to lift his hands, or a kohen were to bless in any context, he thinks that taku would be a problem of Baal Tosif, particularly if he's using the words of Birchas Kohanim. Furthermore, the Bir Alach only says v'ulai yeshlomar, that maybe that's how we could justify why people give each other brachos. But otherwise, it sounds like it's only an ulai, but he doesn't have a clear mahalik. However, the Bir Alach then says another defense for the common practice, and he says kiven detikn rabban shloli sekapayim below tefila shuv mi shomer pesukim elu shel birchas kohanim below tefila. Bein Kohen, Bein Yisrael, Havikim Mechavin Beferish Shalom Lekayim B'Zayah Mitzvah D'Birchas Kohanim. Says the Bir Alach, once the Chazal instituted that Birchas Kohanim is only during davening, so maybe Enochinami, you're not allowed to have Kavana to do Birchas Kohanim outside of the context of davening. But if you're just stam giving someone a bracha, it's pashut that you're not trying to do Birchas Kohanim. Because why would you be trying to do Birchas Kohanim once Chazal instituted you're only supposed to do it during davening? So probably you're not really doing Birchas Kohanim, you're just giving a bracha. There's nothing wrong with giving a bracha, there's a problem with doing Birchas Kohanim. And that's not at all what you're doing. So says Rabbi Altulski, that is not at all going to help us though. Because the Shiloh over here is, that what do they announce under the chuppah? Ever been to a wedding where they do this? Anyone ever been to a wedding where they do Birchas Kohanim? What do? They it's an extra kibud, right? So they announce under the chuppah, now we call up the great uncle for birchas kohanim. Or in the 1950s in America, they would say the priestly benediction, which is saying that they're having kavana for the sake of birchas kohanim. So Rabbi Altsulsky says, that's not going to work to say that, oh, mistama, they're not having kavana to do birchas kohanim, and therefore it's not baltosif. No, they are having kavana to do birchas kohanim, and therefore it is baltosif. In a subsequent edition of Hapardes, in Chaveres Vav, Simon Lamed Gimel, an article was written by another rabbi from the Bronx. He must have known Rabbi Altsulsky, Rav Shlomo Zalman Katz. And he said he read Rabbi Altsulsky's article, and he's very upset by it. There's nothing wrong with this practice. It's a beautiful practice. And he says essentially the following. He says, first of all, to suggest that this is a minhag of reformers and conservative, not true. He says, Kvar hayu nogin ein harabim, harabanim acharedim bekama medinos be'Europa. He says, Vani ba'atzmi re'isi zos be'en aikama pa'amim. Haredi rabbis did this back in Europe, and this was something that was always done. It's an old practice. And second, he says, when blessing a yachid, there's no chalos shame of mitzvahs nesias kapayim. Meaning, the idea of baltosif, not to do nesias kapayim, is when you're blessing the tzibur. When you're blessing just a couple of yachidim, a chasen and a kala, they're not at tzibur. The birch kohanim they do at the chuppah is not for the whole tzibur, it's to bless the chasen and the kala. So that doesn't have a chalos shame at all of birch kohanim, and therefore would not be a violation of baltosif, and you don't have to worry about any of the halachos of shichrus or anything else that you would normally worry about. It's also not a violation of chukas akum because it makes perfect sense to bless somebody at an important milestone in their life. Meaning, one has to question, when exactly do we say that something is chukas hagayim? You know, some people say to give Hanukkah presents is chukas hagayim, because where do we get it from? That the goyim give presents at their holidays around the same season. So is that really chukas hagayim? Isn't presents, the idea of giving a gift, a universal thing that people enjoy? At a time of celebration and joy, you give gifts because that brings celebration and joy. It's universal to the human experience. It's not that this is something that they innovated in their worship, and therefore we copied what they innovated in their worship. It's like saying, since they sing in church, we're not allowed to sing in shul. Singing is part of the human experience. It's part of how one expresses joy. To give someone a bracha, to wish them well, to say that Hashem should bless them, that's not something that we took from non-Jews. That's something that's understood intuitively by people. When a person blesses his friend, or a father blesses their children, or gedolim bless people, there's no iser, because it's a shevach takarosh baruch hu, that you're mentioning his name in brachos. After all, Chazal tell us, afilu birchas hediot should not be kala be'enecha. You should take every bracha seriously, that a bracha is impactful. It would therefore follow that even a czar, says this Rav Katz, even a czar can do it, because there's nothing to do with birchas kohanim. As and the right is, no one's washing their hands, no one's taking off their shoes, no one's saying a bracha. They're just giving the bracha of to the chasen and kala. That could be a hediot also. That doesn't have to be a kohen. It could be anybody. In fact, Rav Yitzchak Yosef in Yalkut Yosef in Sovas Machos Perek Aleph Oschas, he writes Mashi Yesh Noagim Levarich Es Chasen VaKala Tachas Achupa BePsukim Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. This is not a problem, even if Israel does it. And you don't have to worry, he comes up with a fourth problem that Rabbi Altsulsky didn't think of, that isn't it a violation of saying psukim by heart? He says, nah, it's not a problem with that either. He doesn't explain why, but Pashtus is because Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says in Maseches Brachos that whenever you have words of psukim that are used in a different context other than Talmud Torah, they're used in some other mitzvah context. Like, for example, you have the psukim of Kriya Shema that are used for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema outside of the context of learning Torah. Or you have the psukim, he says, of karbanos that you use every morning to say the karbanos to Nesham L'Parm Sfaseinu. So it's outside of the context of Talmud Torah. So for such psukim, there's no iser of Dorm Shem Saviyat Rashi Lomram Balpeh. So since the psukim of Birkas Kohanim are used in the context of Birkas Kohanim, there's no iser of saying them Balpeh. So that's Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, I'm not worried about any of this. Now, even though the Ramban, Sim Kuf Chav Ches, if Al Paskins, based on the Gemara and Ksuvah Stav Chav Dalid, that a czar is not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim, that means B'nesias Kapayim, to get up in front of the whole shul, B'shas HaTvila, but a czar wants to give a bracha using the words of Birchas Kohanim, well, many of us do that with our children every Friday night. So, in conclusion, it would seem that in order to violate Baal Tosif, when it's not the Zman Mitzvah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us one has to have Kavana to fulfill the Mitzvah. So it's only going to be a violation of Baal Tosif if you're trying to do the Mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. And it would follow, therefore, that the Mevarech should not have Kavana to be fulfilling his priestly duties, because that would associate the Bracha with Birchas Kohanim. So I would say somewhere in between. It's not always problematic, it's not a problematic Minog, but the idea that they call him up and say, honored with Birchas Kohanim, that's problematic. They should say, honored with blessing the Chasen and Kala, something like that. But to call it a Birchas Kohanim, that makes it sound like it is Birchas Kohanim, that invites the Kavana of Baal Tosif, that he thinks he's doing the Mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. And when you do that, Shelo Bizman Mitzvah, so that could be fundamentally problematic. I don't know what they do at Chabad weddings and at Sephardi weddings, whether they actually make that announcement, but I know at the Ashkenazi weddings, where they mimic what they do at Sephardi weddings and at Chabad weddings, they often do that. They'll say, honored with Birchas Kohanim. That they probably should not say. They probably should not say honored with Birchas Kohanim. It is always a good opportunity to mention the famous comment of the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima in Parshas Naso and Ha'ara Lamed Aleph writes in Parag Vav, the Yesh Laheir al Masam Chaolim Lorich Isha Sachav Benesias Kapayim al Rosha Misbarich. He says, what are people somichan that they bless each other by putting their hands on each other's heads, like by Birchas Chasanim Uchadome, like when they give a bracha to a chasan? So he says, Anim Shamati Me Isha Munim. I heard from a very trustworthy person, Shahagrami Vilna, that no less an authority than the Vilna Gaon was Mevarech Rav Yechezkel Landau, not the Nadib Yehuda, a different Rav Yechezkel Landau, the Amoret Tzedek de Vilna, B'Shas Kupasa, when he got married, V'iniach Yodo Achas Alagon Rav Yechezkel B'Shas HaBracha. He only placed one hand on his head when he gave him the bracha, and they asked the Gra, why only one hand? And he said, because only Kohanim could do a bracha B'Shtei Yadayim. But he said, I never saw anyone say that, anyone else say that, but that's the Maisa Shaya with the Vilna Gaon, says, that when giving a bracha, you should give only with one hand unless you're a Kohen. And he says, even a Kohen is not allowed to say a private bracha b'nesias kapayim outside of the context of tefillah. So even when a Kohen is blessing his children, he should only do with one hand. And he says, the rayas from the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chazayin and Beis, Shalal Rav Lozer ben Shmua, Be'meh Erach the Yamim. They asked Rav Lozer ben Shmua, what did you do that you were Zoch at Harichas Yamim? Amalei, Me'olam Lonasasi Kapay. He said, I never did Nesias Kapayim without a bracha. So what does that mean? What's the chiddush? Of course, when you do Nesias Kapayim, you say a bracha. So says the Torah Tamima, La Kavana Shalom Nosef Kapav LeBracha B'Yalma Shalom B'Shas Mitzvah V'Chiyuv Bracha. What he was saying was that he never used both hands to give a bracha outside of the context of tefillah, because the Torah Tamima suggests that the best way to do it, to give a bracha to somebody else, is to only use one hand for a person to lift both hands. He thinks that already might border or approach the Isser of Baal Tosif. Okay, so that is... that issue of Birchas Kohanim. Everyone should have a wonderful day.